Hello.
Hello, hi. May I speak with Shabana, please?
This is her.
Hi, Shabana. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinion. Shabana, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And were you born in 1995? Is that correct?
Yeah. What is this in regards to?
It's about what's going on in the country. It's just for women. We're just looking for...
Okay.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered to vote?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Thank you. And what is your race, if I may ask? White, black, or African-American, American Indian?
Black.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, the future of the planet, positive or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Okay. And how about the future of the country?
Negative.
Okay. How about your own future?
Pardon? My
how
own
about
future?
Your own, yes. Positive or negative?
I feel positive.
Okay, thank you. How about, no matter how frequently you voted in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
Five,
thank you. Okay, on the following issues, which three are the most important to you? I'm going to read you a list. Student loans, education. Let me know when I hear one that you feel that is important to you.
Can you repeat one that's important to me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Three of them. I'm going to read them again. Whenever I hit the one that you feel that is important to you, stop me so I can mark it. Student loans, education. National, thank you. National security, climate change, gun violence, crime, health care. Thank you.
Health
care. Okay, thank you. We got all three moving on along. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most, or most important to you? Hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, your education, having or caring for children. Let me stop me when you. I hear one that
I
is
say,
for.
Say,
okay.
How many do I have to choose?
It says which three of the following do you currently
prioritize
most?
For the older adult, the kids, and you can keep reading.
Okay, you said caring for senior family members. Okay. How about your education or having or caring for children?
Children and education.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving right along. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. You don't have to do three, but you can choose three. Your sexual orientation, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a woman. Thank you. Okay. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Pride, happiness, exhaustion, hope, dread, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness.
And frustration.
Thank you. Okay, now moving right along. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you three statements. Tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which statement comes closest to your opinion? A, B, or C?
I would say the one that says it's not right now, but maybe in the future.
Thank you. Statement B. Okay. What taxes are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Okay. Division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system. Tell me when I hear one that you feel that is the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Systematic racism. Politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people. Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
Out of touch with the daily life of most people.
Thank you. Okay. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? This is the first one. Ballot initiative. They propose laws that the public votes on directly. Ballot initiative. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all. Do they affect you?
You said what initiative?
Ballot, you know, B-A-L-L-O-T, a ballot initiative.
I would say a lot.
Thank you. How about Congress? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A lot.
How about the Supreme Court? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all. How about President Biden? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Say that again?
President Biden, the president.
I would say a lot because he didn't forgive our student loans like he said he was.
It was the Supreme Court that overturned that.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court that did that, not Biden. Your state government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Your city government, a lot, a little, somewhat, not at all? How about the community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions? A lot, a little, somewhat, a lot?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided. Here, I'm going to tell you about the Supreme Court, decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petition, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated?
I don't know. That's kind of tricky.
Well,
it doesn't affect me directly, but I feel like other women should have the choice.
Okay.
Know? Even though I wouldn't make that choice, but I feel like everybody should at least have the choice.
Okay, so that will affect you. Would that affect your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petition, contacting representatives?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Very motivated or somewhat motivated?
Somewhat. You know what?
Thank
very,
you.
Very.
Okay, thank you. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block, here it is, the Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which aim to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers or students. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to help
very
enact change?
Motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ community customers and deny them services. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated? Somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take
motivated.
Race. Thank you. Thank you. There you go. As soon as you hear the the answer, just shoot it out there and I'll mark it down. Okay. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? signing a petition, you would think that will be very effective, someone affected, not very effective, not affected at all.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. And how about both hiring a company? Well, do you think that will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, boycotting a company.
It could be somewhat effective.
Thank you. How about attending a protest? Do you think that will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. How about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media? Do you think that will be very effective, somewhat
not
effective?
Very effective?
Not very effective. Thank you. How about contacting or attending an event with your elected representative? Would you think that that would be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all?
Very effective.
Thank you. And volunteering for an advocacy organization, do you think that would be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Voting in elections, would that be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all? What would you say?
I would think
voting in elections. Okay. Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have, that have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. You may choose up to three, not necessarily three, but up to three, that you will think that, okay, you didn't think that your vote will be counted properly. That's number one. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates did not represent your values. There was an intimidated...
I would say you could do the first three.
Which one?
I said you could check the first three that you just read.
Okay, thank you. Beautiful. Moving right along. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes, the power of the few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophe warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. In 2022, the Supreme Court shut down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we want to accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect their freedoms to make our own decisions of our bodies. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans, who make up half of eligible voters in 2024, Giving young voters decisive influence and election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
Thank you. Okay, now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose to podcast, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, news or informational articles online, Twitter, international news outlets, Facebook, national TV news station, local TV news station. Which one is the one that you check to for new content?
Podcast.
Okay. You may choose that's good. If you don't want to choose at all, you may choose up to two, but not necessarily two. Let's move around. Let's move right along. Think about the content you consume online. Which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to music, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, news, current events, business, finance, sports, science, technology, humor, mammoths, shows, movies, and government politics.
I would say music.
Okay, that's me. That would be me.
Health and wellness.
that's what I do. And health, beauty, and self-care, you said? Oh,
yeah.
Mammoths. Okay. Thank you. And we almost done. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your patience. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
Yes, man. No, not a problem. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College, associate.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight, heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, or divorced, or widow, or separated?
Single. Never married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children from their 18 years of age?
Yes.
You are? Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I don't think I'm part of any political party.
Okay, but if you had to choose, what would you go, like a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
I don't know. It depends on what they're talking about.
Okay, just give me one. Just give me one so we can finish this. You're almost done.
We can just say independent.
Okay, thank you. That's a good choice. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired? Permanently disabled, homemaker, or staying-at-home parent, student?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Yes. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time? Part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote.
Okay. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24.
I would say about 50,000.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been great. You have a lovely night. Take care.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, we're done. Thank you. I appreciate it. We finished. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Take care. Bye.